Looking toward the fall semester, home football, and wind tunnel research. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director. Thanks for tuning in to the award-winning Tennessee Tech Today show. Well, the Tennessee Tech Board of Trustees held their quarterly meeting on campus. With a full agenda for the meeting, the Board of Trustees froze on-campus housing rates for the upcoming school year, approved compensation plans for employees, and heard about Tech's strategic diversity efforts. And in President Phil Oldham's report, the board also got a preview of what the fall semester is going to look like.
Most students, and we've talked to them throughout this year, most students have made it clear they want to be back in the classroom in a normal fashion. Students want to know and interact in person with their professors. They want to meet and develop friendships with their classmates. They want to experience the full breadth of college life. So planning for the fall, we are planning for continued reduced capacity in the classrooms because we don't know exactly yet what we're going to be facing, but with additional in-person sections added to accommodate more on-ground classes. So the bottom line is our class size will probably be a little smaller than normal, but we anticipate being back on campus in a pretty normal fashion other than that. So we're in the planning stages and currently projecting something over 80% of undergraduate classes to be in person this fall. We will return to a much more normal plan for campus and student activities. We expect varsity and intramural sports to return to normal schedules as well, but we will continue to be safe in the process. So again, students come first, and I know that that's the belief of this board. It's the belief of our faculty and staff. And throughout the pandemic, that's been proven again and again. I constantly get stopped or somebody sends me an email by students and others who want to just thank us for keeping Tennessee Tech open with safe opportunities for in-person classes and activities. Students who thank us for providing PPE for them, who thank us for allowing them to live in the dorms in a fairly normal fashion, and who thank us for caring about them and their lives and the effect the pandemic has had on them as individuals. And I do continue to receive messages from parents who have thanked us for all we have done for their children, who thank us for communicating and listening and adjusting, who thank us for putting students first. When we returned from the Christmas holidays, I received an email message I want to share with you. It came from a Tennessee Tech parent. Her name is Tracy Potts, and she gave me permission to share this. At that time, she said, "My son was exposed and then tested COVID positive while still at school, Thanksgiving week. He was quarantined at Tennessee Tech during the holiday. I was very impressed with how everything was handled. My son and his roommate were tested and quarantined quickly. He was contacted to check on his health and needs. He received wonderful meals from local restaurants during the holiday time. He was given plenty of food and snacks and received allergy meds when requested. Professors were understanding and made arrangements to complete instruction and work. We were able to easily drop items off at dorm as we traveled through Cookeville. I had heard bad stories from parents at other universities. Thank you for caring for Tennessee Tech students." The thanks goes to faculty, staff, and students. You know, I too want to say thank you to them. I want to thank them for taking the effort during this pandemic to take care of each individual student, because everyone matters.
And you can always check out the latest on the Tech Board of Trustees at www.tntech.edu/board. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk football and wind tunnel research. Stay with us.
You can't predict the future, but you can count on Tennessee Tech University always putting students first. Tech understands today's challenges and helps students by showing strength, compassion, patience, kindness, and common sense. We put students first on a safe, accessible campus close to home. That's what you can count on at Tennessee Tech. Find out more at tntech.edu/wingsup.
Tennessee Tech today. The Golden Eagle football team will enjoy a home game on Sunday by hosting the Racers of Murray State at Tucker Stadium in Overall Field. With just three home games to be played this spring, head coach Dwayne Alexander says he and his players are glad to be playing on their home turf.
It certainly is. It was exciting. You know, the first Sunday home game we had against Austin Peay, you know, we had a really great turnout for that and a good weather day. It looks like we're going to have the same thing here for Murray. You know, it's going to be no rain. Had rain here over the weekend, but no rain, and going to have some good warm weather and have another OVC opponent coming in here. So we're certainly excited to be back in Tucker Stadium and hope to get same results that we did the last time we were here.
Yeah, last time you started the season with a great win over Austin Peay, the defending OVC champs. You go to Jacksonville State, you suffer some big injuries to some key people. You have a week off, so kind of what's the status of the team coming into the Murray State game?
Well, I mean, you know, the week off came in an excellent time, you know, that is for sure. I mean, the open date came at a really good time for us. You know, we needed the week off. We needed the week off to really heal up and some injuries and, you know, get some practice time, certainly with Willie, you know, going to play. You know, I gave him some extra time, you know, to practice and which, you know, we desperately needed to do that as well. So, but, you know, the open date coming a good time after two really physical football games. I mean, the Austin Peay game, very physical. The Jacksonville State game was very physical. So, you know, having the week off really coming a good time for us. And then, you know, to give us a chance to kind of, you know, to heal up a little bit. It had been a kind of a long grind for preseason camp for these guys, you know, and then playing two football games. And, you know, it really coming a good time for us, and we handled it handle it very well, and we're excited about getting back on the field against Murray.
Yeah, this Murray State team comes in undefeated, 2-0. What do you expect to see from the Racers?
Well, the Racers are much improved, all right? The Racer football team is very much improved. Dean Hood has taken over there. Everybody knows that that Dean is an excellent football coach. You know, everybody, a lot of the Golden Eagle folks out there may remember that Dean was in Eastern Kentucky, you know, mm-hmm. for many, many years, and, you know, won the OVC there several times and went to the playoffs, and certainly a very experienced coach, veteran coach. And the biggest thing I've seen he's brought to their program is their football team is playing much more disciplined. They're playing hard. They're much more physical than they've been in the 2 years since I've been back here as the head coach. Their offensive line playing very physical. Defensive front is playing physical, and, you know, they're wanting to run the football and establish a presence on the line of scrimmage, and that's the biggest difference I see in this Murray team than what I've seen in the ones that we faced the last couple of years.
Yeah. Offensively, Tennessee Tech, you guys you know, it focuses around the running game and throwing some passes. You've had to replace some folks there. But defensively, it seems like the Tennessee Tech defense has really stepped up and made some improvements on that side of the football.
Yeah, we definitely have. You know, the biggest thing we're doing defensively is causing turnovers, you know, creating some field position and that type of thing. Certainly the first ball game against Austin Peay, it was the key to the game. And offensively, we took advantage of those turnovers. We scored 17 points off turnovers in the first game. And defensively created the short field, you know, a few times for us in the game against Jacksonville State. And we were only able to get 3 points out of that, you know. And so that was really the difference in the game, you know, in that game was having the short field and not being able to capitalize on it. But, you know, certainly making some plays, you know, creating some turnovers, intercepting the ball, causing some fumbles. And, you know, so that's certainly been good to see. And, you know, offensively, it's just been our own we've kind of been our own worst enemy as far as, you know, inopportune penalties, you know, at times false start in an inopportune time, you know, a holding call, you know, this spring. It seems like our holding calls have really negated a lot of big games, you know, for mm-hmm. us. So a couple of big ones in the Jacksonville State game, you know, that were big plays for us that would really could have set up some positive things. And we had to go back and, you know, go backwards and end up in some down and distance situations. So just trying to get in sync there. But those are all things that open date really helped us clean up. And we really had a good week of addressing those things and doing that. And I think you're going to see a big improvement, you know, out of that in this football game.
Well, great. It is spring football on a Sunday afternoon at Tucker Stadium. Tennessee Tech hosting Murray State, kickoff at 1:30. There's plenty of tickets. There's a lot of room to be able to social distance, but you can still have a good crowd in Tucker Stadium even if you social distance. So make sure you get your tickets. Come on out. And I'm sure, Coach, you'd love to see a big crowd there on hand on Sunday.
Absolutely. I mean, it meant a lot to our guys just to get to play in front of people again. You know, we have practiced with, you know, our practices have been closed. We've not scrimmaged with any fans. You know, it had been since November of 2019 since we actually had played in front of anybody. I'm talking even 100 people, you know, just for a scrimmage or anything. We've had all of our practices closed. So having that first game and having a crowd here certainly was exciting, and nice crowd down at Jacksonville State for that game. So we need the Golden Eagle fans to come out and support the Golden Eagles, and they're going to see a heck of a football game out here on Sunday against Murray State.
All right, Coach, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Coming up, we're going to find out about Tech's Wind Tunnel Lab. Don't go away.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, Ahmad Vassell has always had an interest in physics. An assistant professor at Tennessee Tech in mechanical engineering, Vassell found fluid mechanics to be an engineering discipline that is close enough to physics to be the focus of his research. Vassell's able to share his research with students through the use of the Fluid Mechanics Research Lab located on the east side of Tucker Stadium in room 235. So what brought you to Tennessee Tech?
Well, I always wanted to be a professor. So once I got my PhD degree, I went to University of Delaware to do my postdoc. And I was there for 2 years, and then I was looking for basically opportunities, you know, for a position which basically fits my interests, my research interests. And then I found this opportunity here at Tech, and they were looking for someone basically with my research interests, and then I thought it's a great opportunity.
What is your research focused on?
My research is basically focused on fundamentals of fluid mechanics and heat transfer for energy generation and storage applications.
How does one become interested in that?
Well, honestly, I was always interested in physics. And fluid mechanics is one of the engineering disciplines that is very close to physics. So I was interested in physics, but at the same time, I did not want to do something which is pure fundamental, meaning that I didn't want to just deal with the equations. I wanted to do something that deals with the equations, but at the same time has a lot of applications of those equations in real world, and I found fluid mechanics as basically this kind of sweet point between fundamentals and applications. So you do a lot of fundamentals, but then you have a lot of engineering applications for all of those fundamentals at the same time, and that's what basically excites me about this discipline a lot.
What kind of fluid mechanical research have you done at Tennessee Tech since 2017?
Well, what I do is mostly focused on turbulence and basically starting basically wake of objects, and one of these objects is basically wind turbines. So this is turbulence and wakes, and before joining Tech, I used to do basically bubble dynamics and vortex dynamics, which is kind of related to turbulence, but it was more specific. But then, since I got this job, because now I have a larger research team, so each of my research assistants can focus on basically something very different, so I've expanded to more topics.
By expanding to more topics, does that mean you'll get more students involved?
Yeah. Currently, I have 6 graduate students, 3 PhD, 3 master students. And since 2017, I can tell you I've had something between 10 to 15 undergrad researchers working with me in the lab. And I also have had 3 master students who already graduated this year. So overall, I've had 9 graduate students and somewhere between 10 to 15 undergrad students working closely with me on research. And I've had other students who took courses with me, and then they were involved in the lab for a very short period of time. But the number that I gave you are those who worked more than 3 months.
Well, what are some research they've been able to get experience in?
Well, different things. So, for example, one of them last summer, one of the undergrad students worked with me on the idea of developing a wind lens, which would increase efficiency of wind turbines. So the idea was designing something that can help with capturing more wind and basically funneling more wind towards the turbines. So this undergraduate student basically succeeded in developing numerical models, and also he could run some tests, some experiments here in the lab to kind of validate those numerical simulations. And the interesting thing which really impressed me was that he succeeded in publishing his research in an article published by Springer, which is one of the, you know, high-profile scientific publishers. And that was something very interesting to me, you know, having an undergraduate student that excited about doing research and then pursuing that research to the point that could be published was very impressive.
Talk a little bit about this lab and what are some of the things you look for in testing and what you can do in this lab?
So the lab is mainly a wind tunnel lab. The wind tunnel is a pretty large wind tunnel, so the test section is 1.5 by 1.5 meter is the cross section of the test section. The length of the test section is 3 meters. The entire wind tunnel from this part of it, which is the diffuser, to the other end, which is the inlet, and the honeycomb inlet of the tunnel is more than 20 meter long. So that's the main facility that we have in the lab, but then we also have a lot of different sensors that basically can be used at the test section to measure those specific flow properties that we are looking at. For example, velocity at different locations at a very high sampling frequency, which allows us to basically post-process the velocity data into things like turbulence intensity, turbulence kinetic energy, and things of that kind. We also have force sensors, which are being used to measure aerodynamic loads. So for example, students study impact of basically having impact of simulated battle damages on the performance of wings. So we have 3D printers. So when we design the wing using SolidWorks, let's say, we try to simulate a damage which would happen if the wing was hit in the battleground. And then we test the performance of the wing with that damage at the wind tunnel. Obviously, when you use wind tunnel, you have to scale down everything because the wing that we can fit in this wind tunnel is way smaller than the wing that we have in the real world. But then one of the other things that the students learn here is how to scale up the data that they measure in this lab to basically the real world scenario. Like if you measure force to be like, let's say for this small scale wind to be 15 newtons, what would be the force acting on the actual wing, like flying at that Mach number, let's say. So that's one of the things that they learn here. But we test a smaller scale turbines, wind turbines. We look into the wake of the smaller scale wind turbines. And again, the same thing. We always need to basically somehow scale up the data that we measure here. But it's more aerodynamics, obviously, because it's a wind tunnel.
How beneficial is it for you to have a lab like this for students to be able to have the hands-on experience this lab provides?
It's very effective. It's very important because, you know, when the students go to the lab and they can see, let's say using a smoke generator and the high-speed camera that we have, they can see the pattern of the flow because of interaction of the flow with a specific structure. They can see for themselves in real world that what's that pattern. That makes a lot more sense of showing them, let's say, a kind of a simulated animation in the classroom. So it makes more sense to them. It excites them. to basically get into research. So one of the courses that I teach is fluid mechanics, undergraduate fluid mechanics. And one of the things that I do in that course is taking students to the lab, at least for one session, after I teach that scaling laws that I just talked about, so they can see a real wind tunnel and they can see how we run the test. And I can tell you, maybe 50%, that's been the response rate of those students, always come back to me and ask me for a research opportunity to join the lab, like over the summer, to do some research work. Obviously, I can't have all of them here, all 50%. Some of these classes are 60 students. I can't have 30 students working on research projects, but they are interested. It excites them, and they want to do it, and we basically take them as many as we can. And if we don't have like room here, then we use a combination of experiments here and simulations, because there's another facility that this lab uses a lot, but you can't see it here. It's the high-performance computing cluster that Tennessee Tech basically provides to the faculty and the students. And it's very, very valuable because wind tunnel, as I said, is a small scale. So, but when you do simulations, you don't have to stick to the small scale, right? In the simulations, you can go to the real size. But the thing about simulation is that you don't know if you're doing the simulation correctly. So you want to ensure that the way you're running your simulations, you are setting up your simulations, the equations that you're solving, the, let's say, turbulence model that you chose, and all those things, the boundary conditions that you use, the grid that you generated is basically appropriate. It gives you the right answer. So one way to check that is simulating a smaller scale case and then testing that a smaller scale case here at the wind tunnel, comparing the results. And if the simulation is giving you right results for the smaller scale case, then you can trust that now if you scale it up, it's going to continue giving you the right results. Because if it worked for a smaller scale case, most likely it's going to work for a larger scale case too. So I just wanted to mention that that's another use of this wind tunnel, which is actually being using it for validating and verifying the CFD or computational flow dynamics codes that we develop, and we run them on the HPC, Tennessee Tech's HPC or high performance computing cluster.
Talking with Ahmad Vassil regarding his research in fluid mechanics and doing research in the fluid mechanics research lab, what does the future of your research look like?
Well, I think I'm going to continue along this line. Because, you know, we know that the entire world is trying to take the lead in renewable energy generation. And the U.S. is trying to take the lead there. So the future is bright for wind energy. And one of the greatest issues that we're facing in wind industry is the aerodynamic interactions of the wind turbine. So just to give you an idea, in a wind farm, the front row turbines generate 100% of their capacity. But once you go from the front row to the second row, because the second row is hit by the aerodynamic wake of the front row, the power generation drops somewhere between 50 to 60%. And that's one of the things that the industry and the research community is focused on. So trying to basically reduce the wake losses, because 50 to 60% drop in power production of each of these turbines, you know, in some cases offshore, one turbine costs the whole thing with the foundation, costs somewhere between $25 to $30 million. So you install that turbine there, you expect it to generate at its 100% capacity, but it works at 40% to 50% capacity because of these aerodynamic interactions. So, which is one of the major things, as I mentioned, that we do here, we study here. So we are all working on finding ways to reduce that wake loss. So, and I think at least for a foreseeable future, I'm going to basically follow that line of research.
Holly Sadler is a graduate student in mechanical engineering who works in the FMRL. So what brought you to Tennessee Tech?
It was two main things. First was golf. I came on a golf scholarship in 2015, but I also needed to choose a school that had a really good engineering program, and obviously Tech stood out to me in that regard.
What was your undergraduate experience like?
My undergraduate experience was great. It was really an honor to be able to play a sport in college. And it was challenging because engineering is not necessarily easy. But it was great. I had great professors who helped me out along the way, and just a great experience overall.
What led you to this line of study?
I've always been really interested in aerodynamics, aerospace, and I've always had a lot of respect for Dr. Vassell. And so I reached out to him asking if he had any open positions, you know, so I could study my thesis along with him, and he did. So,
what kind of hands-on experience did you get as an undergraduate?
I honestly didn't get a whole lot of hands-on experience because I was playing golf a lot, but in a lot of the labs we had, it was always great to see what was going on in those.
What's it like to be working in this lab as a graduate student?
My experience in this lab has been great so far. Dr. Vassell's great with us, and we've been able to 3D print the wings we're going to be testing in the wind tunnel, and just everything about this lab has been really cool.
Is it pretty cool to go to school and be able to work in a wind tunnel lab?
Oh, for sure. It helps out a lot to have this kind of lab available to us to be able to see different areas of engineering and just get hands-on experience.
Well, talking with Holly Sadler, a graduate student in mechanical engineering, what are you going to use this experience for in the future?
Well, right now I'm thinking about pursuing my PhD in mechanical engineering, and so I'd like to study further along and one day hopefully be a professor as well, do my own research.
One of the students who enjoys working in the FMRL is Andy Davis, a senior mechanical engineering major. So what brought you to Tennessee Tech?
So I transferred here after 2 years at a community college. I did the whole Tennessee Promise thing. And I don't know, Tech just seemed like a great engineering school. It was kind of smaller. I liked that about it. And I liked the kind of cookful. I liked the cookful kind of vibes.
When you got to Tech, you majored in engineering. And how's that worked out for you?
It was great. I really kind of got exposure to a bunch of different classes that really let me figure out what I liked, what I didn't like on the mechanical engineering side of it.
So, what brought you to the wind tunnel lab?
So I took Dr. Vassell's fluid mechanics class, and after I just loved it the whole way through. Honestly, it was really kind of what got me into the whole this whole side of the lab. And I talked to him after during the summer of 2019, and I said, "Hey, do you need a research assistant?" He was like, "Yes," and now we're here. So it was great.
How has the hands-on experience been for your research?
It's really been invaluable because without it, I plan on going to graduate school, and I really don't know if I would have done that without this experience. Kind of gaining the insight that it let me get in how research works and what works, what doesn't work. It's just been great.
What kind of valuable experience have you gained with the hands-on approach?
So I gained a lot of valuable experience just through observation, through doing a bunch of stuff that I would never get to do in labs or in classrooms. And I got to solve a bunch of different problems that, again, I never would have come up otherwise.
So what is the coolest experience you've had?
I would say, honestly, the coolest experience wasn't even the research, but was just the problem solving of what comes up in the lab. So, you know, things break, things don't work like you want them to, and that's just been really cool, trying to fix what's not working and make it better.
What all does being a research assistant in the wind tunnel lab entail?
It's cool. It's kind of nerve-wracking because you have a lot of loud noises, a lot of wind blowing in your face, and you're not used to it. But it's fun. You know, we come in, we set up, we run the test, we're safe about it. We get our data, and we go home. So it's good.
Talking with Andy Davis, a senior mechanical engineering major. So what do you want to do with this experience you're getting at Tennessee Tech?
So I want to eventually go to graduate school and then maybe do a PhD. After I do that, I want to end up in the aerodynamics side of engineering, maybe renewable energy. So that's kind of what's on my radar.
And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the TTU website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.